Text numéro 32. For women, parity is still a subtly steep climb. Isn't it just a matter of time before women reach parity with men in the upper ranks of the corporate world? After all, women in the United States now collect nearly 60% of four-year degrees, and they make up nearly half the American workforce. But a look at the numbers shows that progress at the very top has stalled. Last year, women held about 14% of senior executive positions at Fortune 500 companies, according to the non-profit group Catalyst, which focuses on women in the workplace. That number has barely changed since 2005, after 10 years of slow but steady increases. So, what's the hold-up? Eileen H. Lang, President and Chief Executive of Catalyst, says one factor can be traced to an entrenched sexism that is no less harmful for being largely unconscious. She describes a corporate environment that offers much more latitude to men and where the bar is much higher for women. In her view, men tend to be promoted based on their promise, whereas women need to prove themselves multiple times. Companies must make a commitment to women's advancement by holding managers accountable for promoting women and actively measuring their progress, Ms. Lang says, adding that there's a big difference between awareness and action. Women tend to be over-mentored and under-sponsored, says Sylvia Ann Hewlett, founding president of the Center for Work-Life Policy, a research organization. One reason is that women are more uncomfortable using their work friendships to land a deal or to join a team, she says. For men, those kinds of interactions tend to be second nature. Another tripwire is more insidious. Most of the people in senior management are men, but many are very reluctant to take on women as protégés, Ms. Hewlett says, because they fear that gossip will spread if they are seen regularly with a junior female colleague. Companies must face this uncomfortable reality head-on, she says. They need to make sponsorship a transparent and integral part of the culture, so that when a male senior executive is seen with a lower-level manager, it will be assumed that he's a sponsor. When women have a sponsor, they really do move up. Women tend to put their heads down, do great work, and praise others in their department while modestly omitting their own contributions, says Peggy Klaus, an executive coach and leadership expert in Berkeley, California. Then they get really angry, she says, when they get passed over for the bonus and the promotion. As Miss Hewlett put it, women have this extraordinary faith in the meritocracy, and this can carry them through at lower levels. But they need more if they are going to push through to the very top. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2011.